drink?
I don't know. I think moderation ain't no hurt, fella. I don't believe it smoke. My son didn't take it up till he was gone. We had a young preacher that stayed here with us one summer. He smoked a pipe. And my son never did smoke till after that. He took it out that he smoked cigarettes. Now, he smoked a pipe a little while. He thought he'd try that, but he didn't like it.
I smoke a pipe in the car when I'm driving all the time.
So he's got in the habit of smoking cigarettes. Of course, they're mighty convenient.
Sure.
Excuse me.
No, pardon me. I was just going to ask you about the large buildings. What's that building right
there? That's a smokehouse. We used to call that a smokehouse. Well, that got its name was that when you put meat in there, hams and shoulder and thing, you put a little hickory bark in there, make a little fire on it, and mm-hmm. smoke your meat.
Mm-hmm.
So they have imitated smoked meat anymore, and smoked ham, they say, and all, but it has a little different flavor, maybe. But
I like old country ham, but we don't
kill hogs anymore. Last several years, we just buy our meat, and we used to kill a beef, but we don't do that anymore. For a whole lot of trouble. You got to have them, you got to take them to slaughterhouse and have them slaughtered, and then you got to have them cut up, and you put a store them in your freezer and refrigerator and all like that, and wrap them all, you know, and then about as much trouble as they just go to the market, get some once in a while. And that's the way we do it anymore.
With the hogs, though, did you, at one time, you slaughtered the hogs yourself?
Oh, yeah, we killed all the used to. We stopped that about 6-7 years ago.
How about beef, though? You never slaughtered beef yourself?
Yeah, we have. We have slaughtered them ourselves on the farm, or we take them to slaughterhouse.
You slaughter them with a 22 also?
Yeah, just shoot them down, and then you have to stick them, bleed them, you know, and then you have to have some way of raising them up. You get you a frame, it's a three-legged frame with about 12 feet long, you know, like fence rails. One go this way and one out that way, and you have to push them up and get them up high enough to skin them, and start skinning and pull the skin down, you know, and then cut their head, neck off, and then you've got to cut them all up the way you want it.
Now, this was a beef, though, with a big...
Yeah, beef, you know, they're pretty tall. When you hang one up, you reach the ceiling up very more. And then you got to cut the head off. You got to bleed good, you know, and that gets all the blood out of them.
Did they ever do anything with hog's blood or beef blood?
Yeah, they do anymore, but back when I was growing up, they didn't save any blood. But now the slaughterhouses save all that. It's used for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they do use for.
Never made any food with it, though.
No.
That's what I was wondering. Now, the largest outbuilding on the farm, where you...
The barn.
Yeah. Now, what's your barn like?
Well, it has to be pretty large because you have to put loose hay in it.
Now
it's baled hay, mostly. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of hay to cattle through the winter, and you got to store it a lot. All you make off your fields, you make hay out of it, you got to put it in the barn or store it in the dry, it ought to be.
Uh-huh.
You used to stack it. I've stacked it a lot of times. You see hay stacks.
Yeah. Now, when you stacked it outside, how were those stacks shaped?
Well, they're shaped kind of like this, you know. You got to go up and have a top to them.
Of
course, that long hay, they'll turn the rain about any other kind of stuff.
You ever make them, they all almost come up to a point like that?
Hay stack?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And then, there are a couple of different
things. That hay will turn water if you stack it right. Mm-hmm. It'll turn water. Well, but you'll have some to rot around the edge and on the ground. That's the reason you put most of it in the barn now. You don't lose.
I want just one other thing before I forget. You're talking about broom corn and broom sage. Does that broom sage, when it's dried out, get as light as the broom corn?
Yeah, it's light.
It gets as yellow as that.
Yeah, then it's lighter. It just
almost white.
It burn off like everything gets the fire.
It gets a very light color.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just wondering. Now the building you live in is a